Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Lum. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cesar Geronimo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Pat Zachary. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose strikes out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. White moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mackinnon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion strikes out. One out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. Two outs. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 1 in the game. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by bench for a passed ball. Carter moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parrish for the out. Carter moves to third. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into center field. Geronimo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lum hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-1 in the game. Geronimo strikes out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0-for-1 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Mackinnon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Reds 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into left field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rose moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Reds. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-2 in the game. Dreesen takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dreesen. The throw from Carter and he is out, Mackinnon applying the tag. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. Dwyer moves to third. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 4-3, Reds. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos 3. The Reds will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-2 in the game. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Pat Zachary. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Youngblood moves to second. Fred Sherman now pitching. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffey takes first base on ball 4. Youngblood moves to third. Rose moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Pedro Bourbon now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 4, Expos, 4. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos 4. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dreesen hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-3 in the game. Bench hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Lum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepe Manguel pinch runs for Gary Carter. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from bench and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos 4. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Foot now catching. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0-for-3 in the game. Geronimo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Pedro Bourbon. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eastwick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos 4. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffey hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Expos 4. The Reds will come to bat. Don Carruthers now pitching. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 4 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Dreesen moves to second. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lum bunts towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Dreesen moves to third. Bench moves to second. One out. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo is 0 for 4 in the game. Geronimo is walked intentionally. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Concepcion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dreesen scores. Bench scores. Geronimo moves to third. It's 6-4, Reds. Raleigh Eastwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eastwick strikes out. There goes Concepcion. The throw from foot to Foley, and Concepcion is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 4 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 4 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.